Hi guys, I'm Funda.
And I'm Rodrigo.
We are at the Stranger's Corner again. And this week, we talk about love and relationships and
Mamma mia.
Everything, every dangerous thing about it.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
So Funda, what are you going to play for us today?
Our first song is Love Song, of course, the theme. It's from The Cure. Do you believe in love, Rodrigo? In generally?
We have to start by another part. I would say, what is love for you? I don't want to be very like philosophical, but I think it's important to define love. How do you see love?
I think love is another way to share your life, like mentally and physically and by soul, I hope, with everything. It's like missing puzzle piece, maybe. And when you find it, you will be complete and you share your life with the person you love.
Okay, it's really good, but let me ask you another question. So you think you love is just present in relationships? I mean, like, not friendships, just relationships? Or do you think you can also love a really good friend? Your mom, or you're talking about different types of love. That's why I ask you, because I think the word has many like different things.
In Turkey, we have two different terms for love to your parents or friends or pets or the other thing. We call sevgi.
Sevgi.
Sevgi. But the person you love, the one, it calls aşk.
Aşk.
Yes. We have two different terms. So, you are right. I think we can use like and love. It's not the same.
Yeah.
But maybe it may be help. You can love your mother, but being in love is a different thing. You can't share everything with your mom, with your friend, with anyone, you know. But being in love is sharing everything. You can share everything with just that person, I think.
That's amazing. I was thinking, let's return to the idea of the puzzle. I think it was really nice. You say it's a missing piece of the puzzle. But it's interesting because you said it a singular thing, mm-hmm. a missing piece. So you're saying maybe there's just one love in life, or maybe you can find more loves. Because I've always thought about that. First, I used to believe that love was one thing in like once in a lifetime. But I don't know. What do you think about it?
It's not just one love for your life, because you love someone, then you love another one. You can love. It's not about it. How can I explain this? You may love a lot of people, and you can learn a lot of different things from them. There is not just one person for everyone. Not just one. There's a lot of person. It's about your connection. It's about what are you searching for. For example, I always search for smartness and mental connection and maybe some bond in heart or soul. And that's the thing that make me fall in love.
Nice. That's a good way perception of looking at it.
Yes, and when you get more and more mature, you can see all the difference between your timeline. It can be interesting when you start to think about the person you love, the people you love, from past until today. You can understand yourself that what is your priorities, what do you want in life, what do you want in love. They are so important.
Yeah, and it changes, because I also believe it's a bond, like mental bond. Mm-hmm. When you love somebody, I think the mental part is outmost important, even than the physical part. If you don't have that like mental bond, it's not love. I believe like that. And as we go through the steps of life, I believe we change how we think. We start living different things, and we start looking at the world in a different way.
And yes.
That makes it really beautiful, because it means it's your own unique path.
Yes.
No one could think the same, and also no one will feel the same things you felt being there. So it's very beautiful that you say about love.
And also you're saying is because they all wanted to see the same thing, think the same thing. No, it's not possible. Everyone is different from the other. So the perspectives are going to be so different. And it's the most beautiful part. If you have respect, some kind of things, you will make it eventually.
Yeah, that's a great way of looking at it.
Today, one of my friends texted me. And
she's from Turkey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She is going to marry in May in a beautiful place.
Complimenti.
Grazie. And I write her back like, okay, tell Murat, his fiance, brings all the good and smart and handsome boys and single, of course, to the wedding. And she said, okay, he has one single, handsome, but not so smart friend,
okay, yes.
Whatever. And I said, please, no. Okay, I give up. I don't want any more stupid people in my life. Please don't.
Oh, Fundish. She's very exigent, you know. Send us, please, your curriculums and we'll analyze, maybe.
Thank you. Maybe you can match me with another person.
Maybe we'll start doing like a matching application here in Stranger's Corner. Who knows?
I think people will love it. Yeah, I'm sure.
What Perugia matches? What is going to be the name of it?
Oh, Perugia. Okay, what do you think about love in Erasmus?
Love in Erasmus, well.
Do you think it exists?
That's a great question. I think you don't choose when you fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
So if we start by that idea, I believe it exists, yeah, because Erasmus is not just about hanging out with a lot of people. Maybe you're going to find your soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't choose when it's going to happen. So although it sounds like a crazy idea, I had a friend, actually two friends, that they went to Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how it happened, but they found their girlfriends in mm-hmm. Cancun, both. And one of them is still with her after 2 years and a half.
They're
still together.
Where do they live?
In Bogota.
Oh.
But it's a place where I would say, heck, Cancun. How are you going to find your love in Cancun? But it happened. And if it happened with them, I believe it's also possible in Erasmus. Because you're still you. You're not another new person. You're not. You still have feelings. Mm-hmm. And as long as you have feelings, I believe you can find.
But they are both from Bogota. What if one of them would be a stranger?
So you mean like another nationality being...
Yes.
In Cancun or in Erasmus?
In Erasmus. Doesn't matter.
That it's not about even nationalities. It's about the fact of being a human being.
Yes, but I wanted to ask about the distance. Do you think...
Oh, you're speaking about relationship, distance relationship.
Yes.
Okay, and what specifically from this?
For example, there is a... German girl.
Yes.
And she fell in love with a Turkish boy.
Okay.
Okay. And one of them live in German, the other live in Turkey. How will it work out?
Well, that's the operational part of the relationship. It's hard. It's hard because let's say if you have a relationship here, you're going to be 6 months, 1 year here. You can share a lot of things. But then distance is really hard. I am living it
yeah.
right now. And I can say it is hard. It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really hard and more...
It's not impossible because not you impossible. Love her and she yeah. loves you back. So you can manage it.
It's not impossible, but... It's been a struggle. I don't mean like in the bad sense of the word, but it has not been easy as I thought it was going to be. Distance, it's hard because you don't have the physical part. I don't mean like the sex or nothing like
yeah,
that
yeah,
specifically,
I
but I also mean like sharing the physical world.
Yeah.
I hate technology. I personally hate technology.
I know.
For me... That way, oh, we're going to connect with Skype. Okay, yes, we're going to see each other, but then...
It's not the same.
It's not, yeah, it's not the same. That's why I believe... What do you think about relationships, like long-distance relationships?
No.
You don't believe?
No, I can't
Tell
do it.
Tell me about it.
I think I can't do it because it's very important for me that the sharing the physical world. I have to see him... When I'm so happy, when I'm so upset, or when I'm so sad, I want to sit with him, look at his eyes, hold his hand, or hold him. I want to share everything. So for me, the long distance thing never works.
Never. Have you tried before?
Let me think. No. But in
there
Istanbul...
There you go, guys. We have Dr. Özgür. I don't know if I say it right.
Özgür.
Özgür. Saying advices. Life experience advices.
But, you know, in Istanbul, sometimes it takes 2 or 3 hours to get...
Oh, come on. That's not long distance relationship. 2 hours with you is long distance.
For me,
Mamma
it is.
Mamma mia.
3 hours on the road? Come on.
Yeah, it's a bit hard. But I thought the same because this is the first long distance relationship I'm living. And I thought the same, but I wanted to live it. You know, at the same time, I wanted to know what it was like.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to live things in this life, you know. I like to experience different things. And I like to live it to know if I like it or I didn't, you know. Because that's a nice thing we could talk afterwards. Mm-hmm. But advices are very dangerous, if I can use that word.
Yeah.
In the sense that who gives the advice is feeling the things he felt.
Mm-hmm.
But as we were saying before, each one has a unique way of perceiving things in life.
Yes. I maybe manage some long-distance relationship if I really, really trust that guy.
Yeah, but trust, I think, is not even about long distance. I think it's about, it's a base above for relationship, basic relationship. If I don't trust someone, I could see her every time. I could monitor her 24 mm-hmm. hours. If mm-hmm. I don't trust her, she wouldn't be the girl for me. Because I believe trust, not even in relationships, even for friendships, for any kind of human interaction.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I believe trust, it's fundamental. Like, if you don't trust the person, then you're starting with the wrong basis, I believe.
No. And you know what? It's not about the nationalities, because that 2 months is very full for me. It was very entertaining. But I was saying that I never trust an Italian guy. Never. I can never trust them because they are kind of different. Whatever. Last week, I met a girl, an Italian girl.
Oh, be ready, guys.
And poor girl has a crush on a Turkish boy.
Oh, really?
Yes. And she wants my advice.
Okay, I want to ask names afterwards.
And as I see it, It's always the same story. It doesn't matter the nationality, doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter. Yeah.
And what's the story? You so-called the same story.
It's about her, so I can't explain the whole thing.
That's good.
But the story is, when you open to someone, they never realize that how much you love them. They escape to another who are close to them, who are closing the doors for them. It's always the same story. When you ignore someone, they run into you, run into your arms. But when you decided to, okay, I want to show my love to, I want to give something to, then they disappeared.
Fundish, hold that topic in the tip of your tongue. I think it would be great to listen to a song, and I think this song will be great for this topic.
This topic.
Drama.
was a good song. Yeah. So now, as we were speaking about the Italian-Turkish girl and boy who had this problem, why do you think it happens?
I think all the boys have mommy issues.
Hey guys, I'm gonna defend you. Don't worry. What are you saying about
Doctor,
it?
Doctor Özgür is the track back. And no, it's all about like put your true self in the center. People are afraid to show their true selves. When I was in Turkey, I took some psychology classes too. And my professor said, if you are a masochist, I don't know how to say it.
Masochist.
Yeah. You always find a sadistic person to be with because you choose that way.
So you're saying 90% of people are masochists? No, okay.
Probably. Of course, everyone has the gentle sides, and everyone has some flaws. And because of that, people always choose another people to make himself or herself feel better or worse. That's their choices. So this boy, I assume that now he is in Erasmus in Italy. He doesn't want to be in a relationship at all, especially not in his second month.
In Erasmus,
yes. Yeah. And you know there is always some parties or another people, blah, 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 blah. And the games won't work here. Because in Turkey, it's simple. If you want to make someone fall in love with you, you just ignore them.
Oh.
Yes.
Lesson one. Lesson 101 with Funda. How to hook up Turkish boys.
And you don't give everything at that moment to them. They have to work
for it.
Yes.
They have to run for it. They have to carry the stones for it.
Yes, but they like it.
Deserve your love.
But it's not the thing in Erasmus. Because when you treat like that, there is always another girl whose arms or maybe legs open and waiting. Okay? So it doesn't
this
work.
This escalated quickly.
So it doesn't work. She shouldn't have been fall in love.
Yeah, but how can you choose when you fall in love? It makes sense. Like, rationally, it's very easy to find it. I am a very rational person. So for me, it's very logical. Mm-hmm. But if you're more into emotions, or maybe you think you find the guy, how can you choose the time, you know? Like, we don't have, like, at least I don't have, like, an agenda where I close myself, my love part self for 2 weeks and then I'm open. No, I think, as we were talking the other program, you're in Erasmus, yeah, but you're still a person.
Yes.
And you still have the same feelings you had. Maybe you're a bit more crazy. Mm-hmm. For sure, you're a bit more crazy, but you're still one person living this life, you know. So maybe you're gonna fall in love. It makes no sense, I know, falling in love in Erasmus, but how can you choose when you fall in love? It's illogical. I know it's very illogical. Like, I'm thinking to myself, what did you just say? But at the end, how can you choose what time you fell in love? Like, maybe you hook up with the guy and you felt something special. Guy, girl, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You felt something special. So, how to know?
That's a real good question, actually. And I don't have an answer for that.
You don't have an answer?
No, of course, you can't choose the time for it. Okay. I'm stuck.
Fundish. It's hard to think about it, but if you don't have an answer, I have a song for you. And it's a great song, which holds a lot of feelings, at least for me. I don't know for you. I believe it's the same. What do you think about listening?
Let's listen it.
Creep.
Because I think we are both hopeless romantics.
Maybe we are hopeless romantics. Put a play on Creep. Yeah. Radiohead.
See you guys.
See you guys. Kiss you. Float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. You're so very special.